God bless you, saints. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. Yeah. If you don't mind bowing your heads, we're going to pray, and then we'll open up in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful once again that we have this time, that you've given us life, that you've given us the privilege to gather here in your name. And you, Father, we brought our faith, we brought you with you, with us. So we thank you so much that you're in us and that you're with us. We thank you, Lord God, that we have this opportunity to look into revealed truth, that we have this opportunity to look into your precious word revealed. I pray that it would do marvelous works in us today. And I pray that it would prepare our hearts, Father, for the worship ahead and for the sermon ahead. Bless, Father, all those that will be pulling and be used the gifts, Father, for the administration of having a wonderful gathering this morning. And you're invited, Father, your Holy Spirit presence, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, help us this Sunday school study, I pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're still on the book of Ephesians, and this time it will be on a text called The Mystery of His Will. It's right on the book of Ephesians, there, chapter 1, verse 9, I believe it is. Go back in here. Go back in here. Give me a moment here as I set up. Okay. Here we are now. Thank you. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, that which He hath purposed in Himself. Amen. I'll read it one more time slowly. You can catch those verses there. It says, having made known, so He made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure. It was His good pleasure to do this, which He had in Him purposed in Himself. Like when you say, you know, I'm going to do this for my son. I'm going to do this for my family, for my child.
That's right.
I think it's done out of love. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. And think about a mystery and then the word reveal. It's the two words we'll be touching on today. It could be as simple as it's veiled, right? It's there. And you can have all the worldly wisdom. You can be an intellect person. You can have a lot of these experiences. You can be aged in life, humanly speaking. But there are certain things that cannot be known unless the veil is removed. Amen. And think about what makes the revelation of God special when a mystery is unveiled is that it comes with the life to live it. It comes with the inspiration. It comes with that inwardly desire to do something. It comes with, it's the difference of the conviction of, well, you know, you got to pick up the trash yourself when you own a house later in years because you know it's the right thing out of a conviction, not because your mama said, go throw the trash out.
Right.
Amen. After you had the costly of taking all the pets and all that comes with that, all the pests, I should say. Amen. So, see, God unveiled Himself, right? He revealed Himself before He was just under, you know, in one place in the Shekinah. And now He's revealing Himself in you, right? And in the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And then He's also unveiling His bride. His bride. He said, I will have a bride. And He's unveiling, He's dressing her, and then she will be unveiled, and she will be, you know, thus saith the Lord, she will be the Word made flesh, right? And all the words that God has promised, you know, for this end time bride. Amen. So just think about this word mystery. We're not trying to make something complicated. It is a life force that is there. It's God Himself that only partakes of it or gives it to you, you know, when He Himself opens up and gives that to you, right?
Yeah.
And I think we have a good platform for that when it was preached very clearly, the two R's, right? Religion versus revelation. So we read a lot of good scriptures here on the mystery of God's will, but then also we'll have a separate section towards the end about revelation, Lord willing, if we have time. So Ephesians 3:3, it says, howbeit by revelation He made known unto me the mystery. See? As I wrote afore in a few words, it's still the open parenthesis, the next verse, it goes, whereby when ye read now, so he was made known
right.
to him,
right.
But when ye read now, understand my knowledge, Paul's knowledge, in the mystery of Christ, inside of it.
Right. Amen.
It's just beautiful when God's Bible opens up to you.
Amen.
Amen. Not only do you see it like, aha, like in the tickle of the mind, but Revelation gives you that immediate, instant charge of, you know what he wants done with it. Right. You have the will for it. He gives you his will. His will now is your will.
Right.
It comes with the equipping of, yes, Lord, I want to do this. When he speaks, it's just like a thundering lightning that it basically hits done. When it's revelation, right? True revelation. John 16:25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But in the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father.
Amen.
Right. Revelation, you know, mystery. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now, you don't have fellowship with something you don't know. You only have fellowship with something you've lived with, you've known, something you like, something you enjoy being with, right?
Amen.
So it's a showing the fellowship of that mystery that's been revealed, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, inside of him.
That's right.
Who created all things by Jesus Christ. So a lot of parallel. Just think of the word mystery and think of the word revelation. The mystery of his will. His will is his word. We know Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, it says, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So you're a mystery too.
Amen.
Right? Yep. I mean, people won't understand. Just like people don't understand God, people won't understand you when you are dead. But yet your life means you're alive somewhere else.
True,
is hid with Christ in God, by the way.
Yes.
Ephesians 5:32, it says, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Yeah.
You know, when he's talking about marriage. Amen. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. They're both a mystery.
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians 6:19. And for me, the utterance, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. It's Paul speaking here. Even in Colossians, it says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints.
Amen.
Amen. So to whom, the next verse over, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. So it's a very rich, and it's a mystery that he'll make known the glory of that mystery.
Yeah. Amen.
See, which is inside of you, Christ. In Christ in you, see, that's what glory hopes for.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine glory hoping for something? The hope of glory?
Amen.
That's what glory has been hoping for all along. It's like, I want to see Christ in them.
Yeah.
It's just precious, you know. It's so simple. But when Christ in you, right, it's just so simple to understand. It's like you have a container and then something's inside.
Yeah.
It's another thing when it happened to you, right? It means so much more. You read the whole Bible differently if you just know that.
Right. Amen. Right.
Amen. And in Colossians 2:2, that their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, spiritual understanding, of the acknowledgement of the mystery. It means to know, acknowledgement. It means you know the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
Amen.
You know, see the Godhead in so many different things.
Right.
Don't take for granted all the loose ends, if you want to call them, but the mystery revealed truth, many different things that are now revealed in this age.
Yeah.
Right? Bible truth. Colossians 4:3, Paul speaking, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Amen. So this mystery comes from God only. We'll see some very sharp words that says, I didn't receive it from no man, no flesh, no blood, directly from God.
Right.
Of course, we're not doing away with the Lord will use your brothers and your sisters. Amen. He will use anyone to speak, but it will be ultimately him that can only really give that life revelation. But he's praying that I can speak, you know, the mystery of God. And of course, and to make known, he wants to show it. And we all, of course, are supposed to do it in that sense. We know we have a messenger that came, and the Lord used him mightily to reveal these truths through his Holy Spirit, of course. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. See, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of all angels, preached of the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So the Bible talks so much about mysteries, not to make it mysterious, but it's just there are certain things that are time released, and there are certain things that are for a certain group of people in a certain group in a certain time. Amen? Right. But it is himself. He said he purposed in himself. Yeah. He wants these things to be made known. Of course, there's got to be a character that goes with it. There's got to be a growth that goes with it, and there's got to be a time.
Right.
Revelation 1:20, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou saw it, so even saw it, right? Symbols, if you will, in my right hand, but see, it still has to be revealed. Mm-hmm. Even when he had the vision of it. It says, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, look at the word, are. Yeah. That's how God reveals things to you.
That's
he
right.
says, this is that. When I said this, or like when I say Christ in you is the hope of glory, I mean in you.
Yeah, I
mean
yeah.
like inside you.
Right,
amen? So things like that, it says the angels are the angels of the seven churches. Very clearly. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest. He saw the candlesticks. He saw the stars.
Yeah.
But God just revealed it to him. That's how it says, sawest are the seven churches
right.
themselves. The churches, the candlesticks themselves.
Right.
Amen. That's just an example of, you know, there's a mystery. And he even saw it. But it still took God to really reveal it to him.
Yeah. Right.
So that it's something you spiritually never forget. It is revealed to you. It's
yeah.
yours now. It's been made alive. It's been manifested, and that's what it was sent for. 10:7, of course, we know. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel now, we just read a little bit about that, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the mystery of his will. There's the mystery of some things. There's different mysteries we're talking about, mystery of his glory and so forth. But it says the mystery of God should be finished. It's a pretty strong word because it's the mystery of God himself. Will be
right.
finished. And he, as he had declared to his servants and prophets, amen. So this is Jesus speaking on Mark 4:11. It says, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know, to be revealed, to show
amen.
The mystery of the kingdom of God.
Right.
But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Romans 11:25, it says, for I would not, brother, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Look at the contrast. That blindness in part happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Amen. See, the revelation or the opening of mysteries, it's not to puff you up in this case.
Right.
It's really just to show you, you know, it says, don't be ignorant of the mystery. Otherwise, you could be wise in your own conceit. Like, look at me, the Christian, the Gentile, you know, looking down on, you know, the ones that were blinded for your sake. It's an example. So it's all God's doing. You know, it brings about the right balance in life.
Right.
Romans 16:25. Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, this is the book of Romans, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery,
yes.
which was kept secret since the world began. And it goes on to say, you know, power and glory and dominion.
Right.
Amen. But see, is the revelation of the mystery. So a mystery, like in real life, we think of games or we think of certain books or we think of certain things that are unveiled and then you have to find out who it is. And that kind of tickles your mind a little bit. It's like, oh, I got him wrong. I can't believe it was the policeman all along or the teacher. But this is deeper because this is not just an aha moment. This is a life that comes with.
Amen.
That is what that means.
Amen.
And you carry it with you forever. The revelations that God gives you just years later, they're just as alive.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew.
Yep.
See? For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. So it's just a big contrast between when there is something shown, when it's not. Behold, I show you a mystery in 1 Corinthians 15.
Amen.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. It will happen. It has happened. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Ephesians 3:5, back to the book of Ephesians, it says, which in other ages was not made known. See, other ages.
Right.
Thinking that's strange, you know, that just the way God operates. Known unto the sons of man, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Amen.
See, God doesn't do nothing until he first reveals it to his prophets.
Amen.
And that is just the way he wrote it that way, right?
Right.
Just what he does. There's one thing God cannot do, right? Is lie, if you will, or you know, in certain things.
Yep.
But he also cannot show us certain things unless he first revealed it to his prophets.
Yeah.
It's another one I caught when I was studying this.
Amen.
Next position of the church age says, now this messenger, Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7, is going to do two things, right? One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts, right, of the children back to the fathers. Two, I'm sorry, I'll slow down. He will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals.
Mm-hmm.
It will be these divinely revealed mystery truths.
Yeah.
Brother's been touching on this, that literally turn the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Exactly so.
Amen.
See, the revelation of the mystery. So we're talking about a mystery. So now I'm going to talk about revelation a little bit. Because mystery means it's something that it's waiting to be revealed. And the beautiful thing about God's revelation, like I mentioned, it's not just going to be like, see, I told you it was this. And it's like, oh, I should have known it. Like when you didn't get the right answer and somebody gives you the right answer, it's like, oh, I should have known it.
Yeah.
It does way more than that, right?
Amen.
Just think about it. It's just God's own life and the full spiritual understanding, if you
right.
will. So Romans 16:25, just where I took the text from. Now, to him that is of power, right, to establish you. See, look what he does. You, according to my gospel, Paul speaking, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So the mystery had a revelation on the other side of it, which was kept secret since the world began. So this is Paul again in Galatians saying, but I certify you. At work, we would deal a lot with certificates of conformances. So I certify, it just means like it's better than a signature. Brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man.
Amen.
For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. And of course, you have to take this with understanding. And it says, Matthew 16, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed
Amen.
It. And that's the stone. That's the rock of revelation. The new name, only you know, right? When the book calls out your name.
Right.
But Galatians also says, but when it pleased God, remember how it was according to his good pleasure, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, Paul speaking,
Amen.
To reveal his son in me,
Amen.
That I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I confer not with flesh and blood.
Right.
It's just kind of like Peter, see? Neither went I up to Jerusalem, you know, to a certain headquarters and things like that, to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. So see, it's something that came directly from God to him.
Yep. Right.
See, in 1 Peter 1, it says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So when you catch something from God, especially this, the Bible, any preaching that goes forth on any topic, but especially of what God is doing right now,
yeah.
where God is right now, if you would have been in the third age, you know, and that revelation would be coming forth, it's just as real, it's just
sure.
as the fullness of God at that time
right.
For that age.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 Peter also it says, so talking about the grace that is, it is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
See, girding up your loins. And in 1 Peter, we see where it says that the former lust in your ignorance, right? And I wanted to put that in here because it goes right after that where he's talking about at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But
right.
we can always get a little bit of admonishment here. On the next two verses is talking as obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation,
right.
living, Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am, the great I am is holy.
Amen.
Amen. So it comes with that responsibility. Yeah. When it's revealed to you, you know you have to do it. And that's conviction versus a parent convincing you.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
If you don't catch anything, I'll just remember 29:29.
Yeah.
You just got a little stutter right there, 29:29, and then you'll be right with the Deuteronomy. It says, so yeah, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us. Amen? And that's tremendous to understand that. And then it says, and to our children forever.
Amen.
Look at that promise. I had never seen that, be frank. It says, when something's been revealed to you, and then it says, of course, you know, personal revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, but somebody needs to read into this more, but I'm just reading how it says, which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, and that we may do all the words of his law.
Yeah, right.
I mean, God is does have a promise for a family, right?
Yeah.
So
Amen.
I think that's powerful. Revelations 1:1, see the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a made-up term, right?
No.
Which God gave unto him to show, to demonstrate unto his servants the things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant, John.
Amen.
That's how God operates. Amen? And he did this age as well. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. That means he, like the word know, you know, he wants us to know him, but he knows you too, of course, in that same loving way.
Right.
And they follow me. So that means, when it says, hear my voice, that means we know his voice.
Amen.
If you read into that. Because he's saying, I know them. Well, if they hear his voice, that means we know him too.
True, brother.
Amen?
Amen.
So that's why we follow them.
Amen.
Because I was reading in the Old Testament where Samuel, remember when he was being called, Samuel, and then he's like, did you call me, Eli? And I was like, no. And then the third time, I believe it was.
Right.
Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Right.
So that's how God is made known to us. It's really a revelation of his will, and then it becomes out.
Yeah.
His will becomes ours. See, and then later in Samuel, I've been in Shiloh before. It's a very loving place, 3:7, and then later on in verse 21st. One of the things about Shiloh is it's a very loving little town. It's the temple of God used to be there, and I've got the number of them, but it's one of the ones.
Right.
Times that the temple was established somewhere, and it's very lively, you know. And I went to Jerusalem and many different places, and I will have to say that in my experience, I think my wife concurs, we really it was lively. It was just like I felt like at home, and it was something. A little town is just special, and
yeah.
I thought I personally experienced God's presence there, just walking around there more than anywhere else myself.
Yeah.
But it says, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh.
Yeah.
And the Lord revealed himself to Samuel. And in Shiloh,
yes,
by the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how it says it two times in Shiloh, but it's just a special place. But see, God revealed himself. And it said before that he didn't know him, or the world was not revealed to him
yet.
See, you can know a lot about, I mean, he was inside of the temple. I mean, he was like a holy little brother. Remember his story? So, and in prophet as well. Revelations 10:9-11. Almost wrapping up here to be on time. And I went unto the angel. So the little book, right? Thou must prophesy again. So that means that when this word mystery becomes revealed to you, you prophesy again. It really means you now understand it. It means
right.
Now you now speak
right.
of it, because
right.
you have no right to speak of, you know, the message unless it's been revealed to you.
Amen.
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 And that's what it is. Isaiah 53, similar. You know, it's a healing, divine healing chapter, but it has revelation, because it says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Right.
It's interesting to know that it's a question. It says, the arm of the Lord revealed. In Jeremiah 33, it says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
Yeah.
Imagine being healed and cured, and it says health, and then on top of that, here, I'm also going to reveal you not just peace and truth, but an abundance of it. I can use this verse,
right.
Put it inside me, and have every word of that be be made alive.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lord bless us this morning. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord will do nothing.
Right.
It just stood out to me like this. I kind of remember reading it in a way that says, you know, the Lord is going to wait or, you know, or reveal the things to the, almost like an order, right? He's going to reveal it first and then do it. But it's pretty cutting where it says, surely the Lord will do nothing.
Right.
But he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophet.
Yeah.
Right.
Matthew, wrapping up, it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father. But look, there's a comma here. It says, save or accept the Son. And then it says, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Amen. At first, it kind of seems like you were left out. But he does, and to whomever. And praise the Lord for the grace, right? Luke 17:30, in that day, you know, in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Yeah.
This day, right? And it says, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. This is in Luke. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Think Simeon, right? On Luke 2 here.
Right.
And last few verses I have is Romans chapter 1. It talks about, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Right.
See, Luther's message was revelation as well, right? He just took those two powerful words and it just says, not only that, we're going to live by the faith.
Yeah.
That word just has so much power that you can live by it. That it can take you out of a denomination is what it did back then. Amen. That's what it did. He called them out. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed. And so, of course, there's many other places where there's a revelation. There's even the mystery of iniquity. There's some other revelations that are about the other side, right? Where, like, you know, God's wrath being revealed against those that are, it says here, all against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man.
Right.
Amen. But to button this up, it says Romans 8, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Yes. See, not just with the revelation, but with the glory.
Yes.
Which shall be revealed in us. So it's going to be a glory. So you're going to actually have the revelation of that glory, the glory of God in us.
Amen.
That's Christ in you, the hope of glory, right?
Amen.
Talking about glory there as well.
Right.
Amen. And just to leave a words of the prophets here, it says, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. And then later it says, this is in the book, it says, it exposes Satan revealing his works. He fights that, he cannot stand it. Talking about revelation. See, because he knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church,
yeah.
So two truths, and what she is, what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works that was in the Bible, she will be an invincible army, right?
Yeah.
If they get the true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church,
yep.
And by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise the Lord. But the last verse here says, and it will be as definitely thwarted today as he was, you know, as when Christ withstood his every effort to gain power over him in the desert. Yes, Satan hates revelation, but you love it.
Amen.
We love it. I love it.
Amen.
With true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. That's Bible now. But we will prevail over them.
Amen.
Amen. I just threw some notes here I want to share. The revealed word of God, you know, is fast, quick, and living. It comes with full understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sitting there and then just preachers going at it, and then there's just something that you can't even help, but you already said amen before you notice it. That's just God, you know, showing
right.
you something.
Right.
The revealed word, you know, will defeat the devil, we know, anywhere, any place, under any circumstances. But the revelation comes with an enforcement. That's the power that you can just automatically
right.
says no.
Amen.
And the word of God does not return to him a void. It accomplishes the revelation of God for this day brings out the faith that's needed for redemption of our body, for the resurrection, and for the body change.
Amen.
Amen. And it's full restoration.
Yep.
It's full redemption.
Yep. Right.
That's what the seven angels in the sky testified.
Yep.
My Redeemer is no longer dead. He's alive and he's coming back from you and from me.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.